Hello friends, welcome to another episode of Making Disciples, the podcast that explores different topics on personal discipleship. My name is Chris and I am your host. It's lovely to be with you today, and we're going to continue on our discipleship journey together today by exploring a question that I've received from a listener. I've been doing loads of these recently. If you've not sent in a question that you'd love an answer to, then please do. questions@wearemakingdisciples.org. I'll put the email in the show notes for those that might want it. So we've been getting emailed questions, which are really, you know, it's really good to make sure we're answering those topics that are on your hearts and on your minds. And today's topic is around spiritual warfare. And one of the listeners, I'm paraphrasing the question here, really. One of the listeners wrote in just talking about some of their experiences around spiritual attack and how they felt in particularly exhausted afterwards. And they basically said, you know, how do I recover after spiritual attack? How do I recover after spiritual attack? And I thought it was a great question. So I have sat through talks and seminars in the past about spiritual attack and what to do, but I've never actually talked or heard anybody talk around how do you recover? You know, how do you build back? How do you build yourself back up after spiritual attack? That's a great question. So I thought we would delve into that one today and just explore how might we go about building ourselves back up after spiritual attack. Now, to answer that question, I think we just need to maybe unpack a little bit about what is spiritual attack. You know, what is it that we're talking about when we talk about spiritual attack? And the reality is, friends, there I would say that you could say like three levels of spiritual attack. You know, there's the low level spiritual attack, the things that tend to be feel more like irritations than anything else. Then you have that kind of medium level attack where it's significant, but you're not. It's not knocking you under. And then there's the significant spiritual attack, which is the serious level stuff. And I would kind of allude to that in the podcast today. And what I would say is that kind of up front is this. You need to talk to your local church with regard to how they might want to deal with some of the spiritual attack that we kind of might talk about in the podcast today. There are certain kinds of attack that need to be worked out and worked through in the local church. And every church will approach these things slightly differently. Different traditions of church will be sensitive to different areas of this stuff. So I would really love to encourage you, if there's anything in the episode today that leaves you with questions, can approach your church leader. If there is anything that you want clarification on, approach your church leader. Don't just Google this stuff. And if, when we talk about some of the kind of high level spiritual attack, if you listen to this and go, maybe that's what I've experienced or am experiencing, then I would love to say definitely go and talk to an elder or talk to a church leader about it, because it's serious. You know, this stuff is serious, and I've seen it at work in people's lives, and you know, really privileged to also see people set free from spiritual attack in their lives. So although I'm not going to give us a definition today, I think I will just kind of give broad brushstrokes about what we were talking about, so we can get on to how we might recover from that kind of level of attack. So there you go. My name is Chris. I'm your host. It's lovely having you with us. Please do subscribe to the podcast. We get thousands of downloads a week, but only a small number of you are actually subscribed to the podcast. I would love to encourage you to hit that subscribe so that each week you get another episode. And I know we're up to over the 200s now, and there's a lot to listen to, but you know, the new episodes come out. You want to know it is there. So here we go. How do I recover from spiritual attack, or how to recover from spiritual attack? And we'll talk about what is spiritual attack. So let's jump in as we explore this topic together right now. So as we jump in to talk about spiritual attack, I'm going to start by praying for us that we might know God's peace, because whenever we talk about this kind of stuff, I would not be surprised if you didn't feel sensitive to it in some shape or form, or not at peace in some shape or form. So let me just pray, you know, pray that the King of Peace would come minister to us, and that this Prince of Peace, this King of Peace, would minister to us in such a way that this stuff doesn't scare us, bring fear to us, just brings clarity. And then with clarity comes wisdom, and with wisdom we know how to respond and how to put things in place that means we can be healthy and well. So let me just pray. Father God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the way that he walked into that upper room and says to the disciples, "My peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." Not as the world gives. Lord, we thank you that the peace of Jesus is not a worldly peace. It's not based upon how we are doing in worldly terms. It's based upon a supernatural encounter with you. So Lord, we want to pray your peace and protection over our lives, particularly Lord, as we look at this topic now, spiritual attack. Father, protect us. Send your angels to protect us and surround us with your presence, that in no way may we be disturbed or feel under pressure or threatened by anything that is said in this podcast. Lord, would we just know that we're trained a bit more, we're aware of a bit more, but we're also covered by you. We pray that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So let's dive in, friends. So I want to talk about what is spiritual attack. I'm going to talk about what isn't spiritual attack as well. I do want to talk about how do we fight spiritual attack, but then I really want to get into what I've called here is, I'm going to call it the six ways to heal from your spiritual attack or your spiritual wounds. So I'm going to give us a bunch of things that you could do to recover if you feel like you've been through a season of attack. So what is a spiritual attack? Well, let's head to scripture. So Ephesians 6:12 says this: "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." So for Paul, spiritual attack was a clear battle that we were living, and it wasn't about flesh and blood, it was about the supernatural. It was about the activity, the evil activity of the devil at work in the world. And he recognizes that there is a spiritual battle going on. And what does Paul tell us in the spiritual battle? To put on the armor of God. You know, the armor of God, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, have our feet ready with the peace. Sword of the Spirit, you know, wearing this stuff. And so Paul, you know, says, yes, we're in a battle. Make sure you are robed and you are wearing spiritual armor, because we are in a battle. So what is spiritual attack, a spiritual battle? Well, it's something we're in. It's happening in the spiritual realms. And it's very much at work in the world around us. You know, I get to deal with people who, all the time, who are experiencing this battle. And as people come to faith, as they start to become aware of this battle, sometimes they do experience this battle at work in their life. Suddenly in the workplace, there could be things going on where they're going, wow, I really feel like I'm under some spiritual oppression right now. There's something going on. There's more than just a physical thing. Where I actually feel like I'm under pressure. John 10:10 says this: "The thief comes to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and life abundantly, or life in the overflow." So Jesus talks about a thief, you know, the thief who is the devil, who's coming to steal, kill and destroy. You know, the devil wants to come and meddle. So spiritual attack is when the devil is meddling. And he's causing destruction, and he's causing confusion, he's causing fear, he's causing worry. So spiritual attack can be experiencing seasons of worry, experiencing seasons of anxiety, seasons of what you would just describe as, I feel under some level of oppression, under some level of darkness. Now, friends, there is a difference there between depression, medical depression, and the schemes of the evil one. We have to be really careful. It's separating the two out. So any doubt, always talk to an elder, always talk to a church leader, talk to somebody about what you're experiencing and saying, this is what I'm experiencing, what do you think? And be ready and prepared for them to turn around and say, no, this isn't a spiritual attack. This is you needing to go and get some support and care from a medical practitioner. So all the way through this episode, I'm going to be saying, well, this is what spiritual attack is, but be aware that this thing you're experiencing could well be just something else. So spiritual attack is something that is happening. It's at work in the world. It's something where the evil one is at work, and we experience it in our lives sometimes through our well-being, not being as well, our well-being, or just being under a season of persistent behaviors from somewhere that is just, you know, wearing you down. Just wearing you down. It's the, you know, it's the evil one who's just knocking you from all the different sides. Now, every tribe and denomination will approach this stuff very differently. So I know that friends of mine from different traditions, some will underplay this stuff, or some will overplay this stuff. They'll egg it out. They'll go beyond what I think is a normal, like that normal level of approaching this stuff. So you've got to be careful, really, because there are some denominations that will kind of go overboard on this stuff. But I just thought this was interesting. Let me read this to you. The concept of spiritual attack varies among different belief systems and spiritual traditions. Some people may experience spiritual attack as the influence of negative entities or energies, while others may view it as a manifestation of internal, external negative influences. So, you know, in other words, some traditions will say that that is an internal thing. You are, you know, that's something that's going on inside of you. Others would say this is something that's going up, you know, in the world. It's external. So different people approach spiritual attack in different ways. I would say spiritual attack predominantly is when it's something from the outside that's coming towards you. It's something from somewhere else that's coming towards you. Anything that's kind of inside of you that's welling up, I mean, apart from anxiety, the evil one loves to make us anxious and fearful. So that's an internal thing, I guess. But, you know, often the stuff that's going internally, it tends to be more, you know, often tends to be more medical. And the things that are coming from external attacking us tend to be more spiritual attack. So I hope there's a sense that the internals and the externals are different, but you would approach that depending on your tradition. Now, what I want to say is, you know, what isn't spiritual attack? Spiritual attack is not when you have made a silly decision. Spiritual attack is not when you made a silly decision. You may make silly decisions that you are now living with the consequences of, and you are just now living in the consequences of those silly decisions. That is not spiritual attack. That's just our own personal stupidity. Same with sin. You may have made a sinful choice, and now you're living the consequences of that sinful choice. That is not spiritual attack. That's just you living with the consequences. So I've had a bunch of friends who've come to me in the past and said, you know, I'm being spiritually attacked right now, and they've told me about what's going on. I've said, actually, I don't think that is spiritual attack. I think that's you living with the consequences of sinful decisions that you've made. You've made stupid decisions about who you wanted to move in and live with, and now you're living with the fruit of that. It's not spiritual attack. It's just you living with the fruit of the decision you've made. So spiritual attack is not when general life events become too much for you. Life can be overwhelming. Work can be overwhelming. Family can become overwhelming. Living in a society that's high pressured, social media driven, very much focused on work, and that has a effect on your life. You might become burnt out, exhausted, weary, frustrated. That is not a spiritual attack. It's just the consequences of living in a society that is hardwired around things that are not fruitful. So general life events become too much. Friends, that is not spiritual attack. That is life. That is the kind of stuff where we are living in a world where it's pushing us to go too fast. It's not spiritual attack. It's just having bad rhythms in our lives. So I'm going to take a sip of my coffee. Got a bit of sore throat today. So it's not silly decisions. It's not sin. It's not general life events. I would say the lowest level of spiritual attack is where there's a persistent, presence of something not of God involved with your life. Something that is there prowling around trying to knock you off kilter. That's what spiritual attack is. And that's where, you know, I don't know quite the right word, but I prefer to talk about the evil one. The evil one is at work. And the evil one, in my definition, yes, is the devil. But it is also the work of the evil one through his minions, whatever way you want to approach your understanding of those minions. Do I believe we live in a spiritual battle? Totally. I have to deal with this stuff every single day. I have to deal with it in people's lives. I have to deal with it in people's homes. I have to deal with it sometimes very clearly. It's like, wow, like, this is very clear spiritual attack in somebody's life. Sometimes it's really subtle. It's like, is this a bad decision or is it actually something different? Is there something else going on? So spiritual attack can be anything from the devil is clearly out attacking you, attacking your family, attacking your marriage, trying to undermine good things in your life. That's like the highest level. On the lowest level, it can just be where the devil, the evil one, is trying to just make you get run down, spiritually run down. And he does this by the small little things that are there to try and trip you up. And the way you work it out is when it's a persistent, ongoing something that is involved with your life. And I think it's the persistence that makes you go, hang on, this is more than just a bad decision here. It's when there is a regular something going on that's over a period of time where you start to go, actually, I can see it there, I can see it here, I can see it here, I can see it here. That this has got to, this is something more than just life. This is more than just the events of life. There's something else here. So the lowest level, it's like these little trip ups that eventually you're kind of like, I'm exhausted because I just feel like I'm being hit on every side in my workplace. When I come home from work, there's stuff going on. There's things happening in my family's life. And you're like, wow, I just feel like on every side, there's something just at me. And that's when you say, actually, it's the persistence where you start to go, okay. This isn't just a one-off event here that could be a bad decision played out. It could be a health problem that's just playing out. But actually, there's a persistence of this stuff. And you go, this is where you start to go, this actually now feels like a spiritual attack. This now feels like there's something else going on here. And that's the lowest level of spiritual attack. Up from that point, there are whole strings of different things that can look like around, I'm going to put it down to entities and down to curses, down to demonic activities and that kind of stuff. And I would definitely say go talk to your church leader if you want to know more about some of that stuff. I don't want to delve into that too much. So, first, what do we do? If we think we're under a spiritual attack, what do we do? Definitely go talk to a wise Christian about what you're experiencing. Get their discernment on it. That's number one. Number two, friends, we stand on Scripture, the Word of God. When the devil comes to attack Jesus, what does he do? He turns to Scripture as the way of defeating the devil. So he uses Scripture to counteract the lies of the evil one. So when we're being attacked, we stand on Scripture, the truth of Scripture. The second thing is we pray. We're in a battle, so we pray. Prayer is our weapon. So we pray against those things. And we actually, you know, I've been known to pray, you know, this particular thing that's going on, I'm going to say no to the schemes of the evil one here. That I can see what you're doing. I'm not having this in my life. And I'm saying, begone in the name of Jesus Christ. So I'll use prayer as a weapon to pray against the schemes of the evil one. And the third thing I would, I suppose it's the fourth thing. Tell a pastor, stand on Scripture, pray. The fourth thing then I would say is worship. Worship is one of those weapons against the evil one. We praise our way through the storm. We praise our way. I think this is where I absolutely adore the Pentecostal tradition, where they will praise and worship with joy through the attack. And I love that in my brothers and sisters from the Pentecostal tradition. They just praise and praise and worship, singing hallelujah in the face of attack. then they will do that with such passion. You know, I just want to honor those guys for the way that they do. I just think it's beautiful the way that they are able to worship through the warfare. So I love the song, "This Is How I Fight My Battles." You know, we will fight our battles against the schemes of the evil one in prayer and in worship. So in community, tell somebody else, standing on scripture, prayer and worship. They are the ways in which we will fight against spiritual warfare or spiritual attack. So therefore, it leads us on to this. You know, if you've gone through a season where you have just felt like you've been under the boot of some spiritual thing and it's come at you from every single side and you are worn down and you have spoke to somebody else, they've been praying with you, you've been standing on scripture, you've been worshiping and praying, you're kind of you're through that now, so you recognize that actually that season is over. What do you then do? And this is where I've not heard much teaching on what to do on the other side of spiritual warfare. What you do on the other side of spiritual attack. So I'm going to share with you six things that you can do to heal after some season of spiritual attack where you've been spiritually beat down. So number one, friends, we find healing in God's presence. When you are coming back to becoming restored after a season of attack, we find healing in God's presence, getting in the room where we know God's presence is. And I appreciate, so I'm going to use the Bible throughout this to kind of keep it back to the Bible. Why? Because we stand on scripture. Psalm 73:28 says this, "But as for me, it is good to be near God. But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds." I love this. It is good to be with the Lord. I have made God my safe place. And I love God's deeds. So what a beautiful image, you know, it's good to be near the Lord and then making God the safe place. When we've been under attack, to get back in the room with the one that is the safe one to be with. I know when I've been and I've done something and, you know, it's been a heavy weekend, I've been off, busy dealing with either a conference, I've been speaking somewhere, or I've just felt like I've been through them a little bit. To get back in the room with people that love the Lord and actually get back in the room with where God's presence is, that's what brings healing, because God's presence is like this balm that soothes our weary soul. So how to heal after spiritual attack? One, find healing in God's presence. Make him our refuge. Two, find healing in your position. Galatians 4:7 says this, "Abba, Father, so you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you're his child, God has made you his heir." So we find healing in our position. So what is our position? Our position is that we are saved by Christ. We are with Christ, in Christ, for Christ. So what is our position? Our position is that we are in Christ and with Christ because we are his child. We are an heir to the King. We have this position to access King Jesus as a child of his. So we have this position where we are within the presence of God. We are in and amongst his presence. We stand with his presence. So we have this amazing position with our Heavenly Father. We are his children. We're adopted into his family and we're now heirs. So where are you positioned? You are positioned in the heavenly realms as an heir to the King. And it's like spiritually and supernaturally, we are not only on planet Earth, whilst at the same time, we are also in the throne room of heaven. We're in these two places. And we therefore find healing in the fact that we are positioned with God in the heavenly realms. We are now his heirs, and somehow supernaturally we are not just here on earth, we're somehow caught up in his heavenly realms. So how do we heal after a spiritual attack? One, healing in his presence. Two, we find healing in our position. Three, we find healing in our prayers, which is kind of what I've just been talking about earlier. It's in that place of prayer that we do battle. It's in that place of prayer there's intimacy, there's power when we pray. So it's in prayer that we actually find healing. As we, when we pray, it's a two-way conversation between us and God, and God comes to minister and comes to heal and restore us in prayer. I've taken times on retreat after I have gone through particularly difficult seasons. You know, it's just been a high pressured season. I just sense that this has been high pressure, but also there's been something else going on, and I'll go and retreat. I'll go on a day somewhere where I can go and pray, and I'm just saying, look, I'm setting this apart, Lord, to be with you. And in that place of prayer and being with God, we find this healing, because he, you know, where there is his presence, where there is him in prayer with us, there is this sense of God coming to restore, to rebuild, and to sustain us. So we heal by his presence. We heal by our position. We heal by our prayers. We also find healing in his promises. So I want to read a couple of promises out to you now. And what I'd love to do is, you know, when we've been through a battle, we go back to his promises. This is what he says is true about him. So let me just read some of these truths out. Deuteronomy 31:8, the Lord himself goes before you, and he will be with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. We find healing in these words, don't we? Because we recognize that God's never going to leave us. He's never going to forsake us. We recognize that there's no need to be afraid, and there's no need to be discouraged, because he is always there. So we hold on to this promise of his presence. Matthew 11:28, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. So we find healing in the promise that God is giving us his rest. As we spend time with him, we are being rebuilt. We're being restored by resting with him. We are being recuperated. Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will keep you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God's promise here for us that he's the one that's going to strengthen us and help us. You know, you don't need to worry about the striving, because he is the one that is going to hold you up. He is the one that's going to strengthen you, encourage you, and help you. And the final promise I want to read out, I mean, there's many in scripture, I'm just picking some here, aren't I? Philippians 4:19 says this, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Jesus Christ. The promise that God is going to meet us in our needs. So what an amazing way of being restored after attack, by going back to God's promises, knowing that he's never going to forsake us, knowing that through him we're going to get rest. It's with him we know that we'll get strength and help. And it's through him that he meets all of our needs. So we cling on to these promises. We sit with these promises. And I know there are certain times when I've maybe chosen just a couple of promises of God, and I've chosen to let them sit with me, like chewing on them for a little while. What is God saying to me through this promise? So we heal through his presence. We heal through our position. We heal through our prayers. We heal through these promises of God. Five, we heal through prayer and worship, as we pray and worship in and through that battlefield. You know, even at the other side of the battle, when you're like, actually, I feel like I've been through the mill. I feel like I've been attacked on every side. I'm on the other side of it now. I feel like things are getting back to normal. Well, actually, prayer and worship still continues. It's choosing to surround ourselves with prayer and worship by being in the place where that stuff is being stoked, where the fire for prayer and worship is. That's how we recover after that sense of spiritual attack, is by continuing to press into God through prayer and worship. What do I mean press into? What a spiritual jargon. It's like leaning in, isn't it? It's choosing to lean in. I'm going to choose to lean in prayer and worship, because I know there's more for me than what I've encountered so far. So I'm going to just lead in a little bit more because I think there's just some more for me. So prayer and worship, as we have been through the battlefield, even on the other side of it, prayer and worship is restorative. And the final sixth point is this. I would say if you've been through a season of spiritual attack, treat yourself with extra kindness after that attack. Make sure you find rest, you find retreat, and you find recovery. Treating yourself with extra kindness after attack. And I would say just eating more sugar does not necessarily help. Treating yourself with extra kindness does not mean eating more cake. You know, sometimes treating yourself with kindness means actually eating healthily, sleeping well, resting well, not watching Netflix, not doom scrolling through your phone, but actually treating yourself to healthy things where you recover, where you go for walks, you spend time with friends, you go at a slower pace, you put yourself in places that are restorative rather than exhausting. So how do we heal from spiritual attack or having spiritual warfare? On the other side of that, how do we heal? We heal, friends, by getting in God's presence. We heal by recognizing that we are positioned with Him. We do it by recognizing that we can find healing through prayer. We find healing through His promises. We find healing through prayer and worship, getting into a place and posture of prayer and worship. And six, treating yourself with extra kindness after attack, after response. If you've gone through a month of just feeling battered on every side, treat yourself with kindness. You're probably exhausted and tired, and actually getting some good night's sleep by eating well, getting some exercise, treating yourself well after that attack can really help you to be restored. So there you go, an episode on spiritual attack and just how to get recovery on the other side of that stuff. And I would definitely say you may want to talk further with your church leader about their specific interest or awareness of this stuff, because different church leaders deal with this all in very different ways. You might want to say to your church leader, hey, listen to a podcast, this opposite podcast on spiritual attack and how to recover after we might have been spiritually attacked. What do you make of that? Like, what, you know, what's your understanding of spiritual attack? How would you recover after having a season of spiritual attack? Ask them that question, see what they think. Because it's always interesting to know what others think on this stuff. So friends, I pray that that has been helpful for you, and it's been a bit of an encouragement, a bit of a training session on this stuff. Be aware that those six things that I just shared about how to recover from spiritual attack, they are great. They're the same 6 points I would give to if you are just weary with life. They're the same 6 things I would say if you are exhausted by work. They're all great principles for recovery when we're at the end of our rope. So we all can find encouragement with them. And so friends, until next time, grace and peace, and we'll speak soon.